Exclusive video, BLM activist says white men are the common enemy, we need to get rid of them. By Kurt Zindelka on July 21, 2020. At the Black Lives Matter demonstration in London, a self-described mixed-race member of the LGBT community said that the concept of intersectionality means that there is one common enemy, the white man, and therefore we need to get rid of them. On Sunday, Black Lives Matter protesters marched from Marble Arch in Hyde Park to Vauxhall Pleasure Gardens, where speakers spoke out against systemic racism and capitalism. One of the speakers said that to understand the movement, it is important to understand the tenets of the left-wing sociological concept of intersectionality. You can't talk about education, and you can't talk about black issues and LGBT issues, and exclude them as if there's some individual issue. You need to be looking at this using intersectionality, he said in a Breitbart London exclusive video. The speaker said that intersectionality means recognizing that there is one common enemy, the white man. The systems that they use are capitalism, patriarchy, and fascism. They were created and perpetuated by white men, for white men, in the interests of white men. He added that once we realize that we are all fighting the same fight, it just strengthens the army. A problem shared is a problem halved. Imagine if we all realized and came together and grouped together. All of these groups of people, the issues they face, it all comes from the same people, white men. So we need to get rid of them, he said, going on to suggest that, sotto voce, people should kill the rich. The activist also repeated a debunked claim that Apple and Google had recently removed Palestine from their map services, despite the fact that the companies never listed the Palestine label on their maps, as no such state exists, suggesting that it was a result of pressure from Israel and America. Palestine is not gone, as much as Israel wants to take over everything, as much as America is funding them, the speaker said. In a similar Black Lives Matter protest in London earlier this month, an activist dressed in Black Panther-style attire said that it is not anti-Semitic to say free Palestine. Don't let no Jewish man create a way to be unheard, to make you unheard. Silence is violence. If we keep silent, we are also a part of that oppression, she added. The far-left Marxist organization Black Lives Matter UK has also come under fire for writing on social media a Free Palestine rant which attacked Israel's settler colonial pursuits and the alleged campaign that has gagged to the right to critique Zionism. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.